Welcome to Healers of the Light Talk Show with your host, Joanna Basols, streaming live from Miami Beach, Florida, talking about metaphysics and healing methods. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. This is Joanna Basols, and today I'm going to be going through two different case studies of reprogramming, because we have already had our introduction last week, so by now you should have a little bit of an idea of what we do with reprogramming. Otherwise, please feel free to always check the introduction episode that was July 6th, so you can have an idea of what reprogramming is and go from there. And then we're probably going to be visiting some case studies every week, and I will also be open for calls if you would like to call in and have evaluation of the balance of your elements. We can do that. We can see what your life purpose is according to reprogramming, according to your soul. Why are you here? We can see that with reprogramming, and we can also take a little bit of a check in your ideologies and see if there are any blockages or all ideologies that need to be removed in order for you to access the higher thinking. And that can be done over the phone, so feel free to call at any time or between the case studies. I will take a call. So let's start with this. First, I would like to start with the relationship case study. This is very interesting because I was approached by a very nice couple that would like to be reprogrammed, but they were basically looking to reprogram their relationship. And I had been working in individual cases so far, but I thought this was very, very interesting because it was a lot of discoveries for them and for me too. While I was working in this case, a lot of things about the nature of elements came to play. And this is what is so wonderful about reprogramming, is that we're working with elements. So it's a whole different language here. We have to understand what the elements are trying to tell us and kind of become a decoder of this language. And it's like they are talking in this very almost incomprehensible words, but at the same time, there is something in me because of the DNA activation that immediately makes me understand what they're saying. It's such an amazing feeling. And of course, this is something that any of you can access once we do the reprogramming in the class. You get your DNA activated as well, and you can have access to this knowledge. And this is what I explain to students and what I explain everyone about the DNA activation. It's beyond just understanding things at a conscious level like we do here. It is beyond that, because it's something that you know in every level. It's something that even if you don't understand the words of something that are there, it's like if I grab a book in another language, but I'm meant to know what the words are there, what the meanings of this book is, and I can read the entire book not knowing what those words mean at a conscious level, but at the end of the book, I will know exactly what the book was about. That's the way that DNA activation works. And it doesn't mean that we cannot understand exactly all of the teachings that come in reprogramming, because many of them are pretty accessible. I try to explain at least some of the groups of elements for you to have an idea of patterns and things that are there to follow and to understand this language. But if you don't really understand the exact meaning of words, because there are metaphysical names that are paradoxes, and sometimes that are, you know, they could be confusing, but there is a frequency in that name of that element that causes something, and that's the reason for that name. It's not just a given name for naming things. All these names have a frequency, and that's why when we are in the activation part during the class, when I start calling the elements, that exact frequency of the junction of those words and those letters together is what wakes up each one of these elements in the students and allows them to activate their DNA. Well, back to the relationship part. This is what I was so excited about in this case study, because we were, both of us were finding different things for them. You know, the clients were excited to find out where the imbalances in their relationship came from. And for me, I was excited to understand the elemental language and realize how relationships work as well, because we're all learning in this world as we go, right? So we learn from the teachings that we get from our masters, from our gurus, but also we learn from our own individual experiences. And that could be just small things that could take you there. If you are always paying attention to the messages, you will realize how big of teaching those are. Sometimes we have the idea that to learn something, we have to be sitting at some desk in a school or in a college or university and spend 5 years sitting there. And then that's when we can say that we are proficient at something. Well, let me tell you something. That is the old ways of thinking. I spent many years studying law, and then I studied architecture, interior design. I always wanted to study. I'm an internal student. I love those things. But the teachings that I received with my DNA activation and just this reprogramming that happened to me, I don't think it's spontaneously. I now know that this happened to me because I had an agreement that at this age, in certain circumstances, this was going to happen. And that is how things happen, because I remember clearly in a dream seeing some symbols and like just things showing like they were just like when you have a clock, the inside of a clock doesn't it have these gears that connect with others? Well, that was the dream that I had. These gears were connecting to other gears, and it was like something was getting activated, like a clock that was turned off and then started to work. And that was exactly what happened. And the next day, I just could remember all these things. And I don't think that any school of anything could have given me access to this knowledge. It is just something that is beyond regular learning. And you could probably call it gnosis, or you could just call it divine inspiration, or what, DNA activation, whichever way you want. It is just a new way of learning. I've chosen to use this way to learn rather than trying to sit there and read a book that would take me probably forever because I'm a little bit distracted. So it would probably be more complicated for me to try to do that than have God activate me and send me the information that I need. So luckily that's the way it was. So after the DNA activation, many other activations happen. It's not just a one-time 12 strands of DNA. There are many, many more strands that could be activated. In fact, in my conversations with my higher beings, they revealed to me that there were beings in the Earth that have up to 48 strands of DNA activated, and they are beings of very, very high consciousness. We also discussed in some of our conversations that some beings in the Earth are also in their seventh ascension level. And that's something that is very plausible, because before, in our previous round of evolution, we couldn't reach more than a fourth. And you could probably research in Theosophy. I think they were talking about levels. I don't know if it's the same levels that the guides that I'm talking to are referring to. Probably could have some similarities, but I know that before we only had access to up to four levels of ascension, and now we could have access all the way to seven levels of ascension while incarnated, and that is fascinating. And I found out that I am on my fifth level of ascension, but I probably won't have access to the other two levels, because the other two levels require such an introspective way of living that is like a monk living, that you might have to go to Tibet and just sit and meditate to communicate to higher consciousness, because that's the next part, you know. After you are deprived from all the external impulses, then you start activating even higher consciousness. But because of my purpose, that is teaching all these classes and all this information that I'm receiving, I need to have interaction with people. And for that, the fifth level of ascension is proper and is the perfect activation for me. It's always good to know when you're in this spiritual path, to know what is the right thing for you. Because sometimes we are just trying to be the most or the best or the highest, but that is not what you came here for. So in every time that you're doing something, just try to make sure that that is resonating with your life purpose. That's the only reason why you're here. So if there is something that you're doing that is not resonating with that life purpose, even though it could be a good thing and you think you're doing something good to yourself, may not be in the best interest and you may just be wasting energy. The universe looks at this very clearly, and they are very careful with the way the energy is used. Nothing is wasted in the universe. There is no waste of energy in just being the highest of something if that is doesn't have a purpose. If you're here for a specific reason, that's your frequency. You have to balance every single one of your elements to match that purpose, and your frequency has to be also the one of the purpose. So everything is in the same exact balance, and all the things that come to you and come out of you are in that same frequency. That's very important, and that's something that we have to keep in mind. It's good to accumulate knowledge up to a point, because if you are just accumulating knowledge without a cause, it's a waste, and that's not seen very well by the universe. They just think like you're selfish, you're being just trying, it's egotistic to just try to be, you know, the most knowledgeable, but you're not using it for what you're supposed to use. So just keep that in mind, because that's something that I learned, something that was told to me in some of my conversation with the Masters of Light. And I think it's very important that I share that with you. I see that now more clearly since I've been in communication with so many healers and so many people in the spiritual path that are you know, always trying to learn new things. And like, but I always tell them, it's okay to learn new things, but learn the things that are going to take you in the path to your purpose, because otherwise you're just wasting your energy, and there is no time to waste or energy to waste. We're here for a very short period of time compared to the universe. We're just here for a blink. So make sure that what you're doing is worth it, and make sure that what you're doing is the right thing to do. So in that sense, let's keep going away from the relationship, because there was so much knowledge in that just one episode and one thing that I learned with this particular healing, that many of these things came up. All this that I'm telling you came up just from that one realization. And that's what I'm telling you about learning by downloads and learning by gnosis and divine communication and activation. It is like a lot of things come in at once. It's not just you know, one sentence or one thing. I'm working with relationships, and I'm trying to understand elemental knowledge, elemental language, and all these other things came up to me in that moment. It's like about the real use of our energy, the real use of what we're doing, where we're going. All those things came up, and I think they're really interesting and things that we should keep in mind. Okay, now, as I promised, going back to the relationship case, this beautiful couple, they are married, and they are really interested in making their marriage work, and they think that they asked me if there is something that I could do to help them reprogram their relationship. So for the matters of this case study, I'm not going to go through all the details of the reprogramming that we did. We're just going to focus on what matters to the aspect of relationship. One of the biggest discoveries of this was that very different to what most of us think of things that I've seen in many books and I've read in different places. I'm not that I'm really personally interested in the romantic literature, but I just see and hear, you know, people talking about this. They think, or there is this belief, that relationship is a third entity. Like when there is one person and another person together, they create this third entity that is like, it has a life of its own. And I just want to tell you that that is wrong, and that couldn't be more wrong, because there is no way that from one element and another element, there is no possible way to create another elemental. There is a way to make create elementals, which are beings that you make, and there is a process for that, but this is not the case. A relationship doesn't have a life of its own, so there is no way to create anything from the union of two people. I mean, we create probably babies, but you can't create an entity of a relationship that doesn't exist. So first thing, we have to release or let go of this ideology, because that's wrong, and that's probably causing a lot of misconceptions, and it's not going to help us in the healing process. It's important that when we're working with healing, understand clearly where things come from, and there is no better way to know that than the elements, because the elements are so, I mean, these elements that we're working with, we have probably 7 charts of elements that are elements of the earth, things that happen during the earth and intangible, and we have more than 93 charts that are intangible elements, metaphysical elements that are processes that happen before anything comes to earth. So there is 93% of things happen before that the object or person or anything is manifested in the earth level. Most of those elements that we work with in a metaphysical level, they go back so deep that they could even go back to the mind of God at the moment that he had the idea of creating the person of or creating the thing or the animal. It's like, what was in his mind? What was the idea that made him even desire to create that particular person? And what else was involved after that to create the idea, to make it an entity? Because ideas are entities, and they do have a life of their own. After the paradoxes are given, the ideas take their own, a life of their own, and they become what we are, and that's why we're here. So imagine that just it takes all that before we're even here. So there's a lot to heal in those levels. But none of those, in any possible way, there is an entity that creates relationship. Relationship is really just the interaction of two separate elements. It's not merging. There is another thing that is called merge, but we don't merge into our partner. I mean, if you can have, you know, one body with two heads or something like that, that would probably be what is the result of merging, but I don't think that's possible, so we really don't have that ability. So what we do is coexist and we interact, and that's how we do it. And that's like logic, and also in metaphysics and in other science, I think that we can understand the simple process of two things interacting doesn't really create anything. So with that said, I was able to apply the healing correctly. And what I told this couple is that there is nothing that I could really heal in the middle. I have to go ahead and heal individually each one of you. We're going to reprogram you completely to release any imbalances in your elements that could be causing this situation now or discomfort in the relationship. So what we did is go ahead and do a full reprogramming for each one of them. In this process, like I told you before, we discussed before what the whole process of reprogramming is. We go in layers. We go first and heal the purpose. We find out which of their life purposes are, even though, you know, those are not related to the case of relationship. Those are important for their own personal knowledge and definitely makes a change in their lives and makes a change in their relationship after, because once they know that what they're here for, and the whole, you know, perception of life changes, and that affects directly their partners and anyone that could be near them, because the person becomes aware of why they're here. There is no better feeling than that. You're like jumping around happy and finally know, and everything makes sense. Things that happen to you in your life are like, oh, that's why this happened. I thought that was just bad luck. It's like, no, now it makes sense. So this is part one. We heal the program. Then we heal their cellular memory and cells in the body and brain, which will allow us to release any negative memories and things that were stored in cells that could be causing any imbalances in the body functions. Sometimes these negative memories, all memories are stored in cells, but sometimes they are stored in parts of the body and they could be preventing that some of our organs work properly or the functions are not what they're supposed to be. So those are released, and we do a virtual exchange of transmitters and receptors for the new ones, which are the new order transmitters and receptors to be able to work with higher energies. So that's done too in the reprogramming. And finally, we work with the body and brain to reestablish the right functioning of all the organs. We go with even tongue and throat and bone marrow and all this, and everything is restored to the point to where everything is working in the range of functions that they should be working. They should not be overworking or they should not be underperforming. So all that is done in the reprogramming. It takes me about 15 hours per person to do it. Well, nowadays I became more proficient and it takes me about 8 to 10, depending on what there is to do, depends on the work that there is to do in each person. Everyone is different, but we can say, well, between 8 to 10, or a new person, a new consultant may take about 15 hours. So once we do that in both of them individually, we go with a post-reprogramming. And this is the part that I wanted to discuss because this is the most important for the case of relationship. This is where we're going to find out what in the life of these individuals has caused them to record an imbalance in the elements of the earth, which are the elements that command relationships with other people. Remember that in our light status or in our astral status, we don't have relationships because we have a different level of consciousness and we are one, and there is not this illusion of separation. That's why we're here, to learn this illusion of separation and be able to understand this, because there is no other, there is not such thing in other levels. So once we're here, we start learning that division, and well, we just start learning from that perception. And in that case, after that, after the whole reprogramming, then we go ahead and we find out what relationships in each one of them cause them to record imbalances in elements of the earth, which are the element of fire, air, water, and earth. This is only happens in the earth level because, like I said, in earth level, we're dealing with earth elements, which are these. And up to now, I and many people probably thought that these were the only elements that there are. Well, let me tell you that there are millions and millions more, but these are just the elements of the earth, because the ones that I bring, at least in this class, are more than 1,000, but there are categories. They're not individual elements. I'm bringing categories of elements that could have many other elements in them. But because of our level of understanding and our level of consciousness, it would not be possible to even try to elaborate deeper. So this is enough for this. And this is already a fifth-dimensional tool. Reprogramming is a fifth-dimensional tool, so it's already a little bit out there, and it requires an open mind and requires that you're interested in this in metaphysics and things like that. It doesn't require previous knowledge, but it just requires that you have the right mindset. And if you don't have it and you just want to be there, don't worry about it, because after you do yourself the reprogramming of the memory and the mind, you'll have the right mindset. It just takes a couple of days. So well, that's in that sense then what we do with the relationships. We were talking about the discordant energies that they recorded. So this is what really is causing the issue in the relationship. The fact that they had discordant energies recorded with groups of people in their life is causing them to carry those to other groups. So in the case of the husband, We have an issue that what he is saying is that he doesn't feel that he's understood. He's misunderstood or not understood at all by his wife. And the wife feels that she's not loved. She is not receiving the love that she, the way she wants to be loved, or she's simply not receiving love by the husband. So you can see clearly here what is happening. There are imbalances in each one of them, and they're trying to fill out the imbalance in them with the energy of the other person. So instead of healing their own imbalances on their own, and then from that place being a relationship, they are looking for a relationship to fill out the imbalances that they recorded with other groups previously to the relationship, which is pretty unfair, but nobody really knows that they're doing that. No one does it consciously. They just think that I have the right over this other person because it's my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my husband or my wife. They have to do this for me because that's what they're there for. And we don't understand that that's not just causing dependence, but it will cause a lot of suffering when the person is not there to cover that function that you're assigning to them. And it will probably be disappointing to you to find out that, you know, if they can't do it or they don't want to do it, then you will feel really terrible. So ideally, you should be self-sufficient to be able to do all your things and live in community with another person. And that's how relationships work. Actually, I think that in the future, relationships are going to go through a very big change because this way that we're living now is a little bit obsolete and probably is part of the old order. It might have to change in order to live with the new frequencies. I'm not sure yet where it is going. I could probably find out very soon and see where the future of relationships is in fifth dimensional consciousness and bring you that information pretty soon. But it's something that I totally think that is obsolete, the way that we're just dealing with relationships altogether. But it's starting by the fact that we think that there is a third entity there. It's created from the union of two people. That's the first thing that we have to let go and understand that there is not such thing. There's only two people and they interact, and that's all that there is. There is transfer of energies that you can do to someone to heal them, and that happens a lot in energetic treatments. But it is different because you're applying an energy to someone to heal, or you're connecting the person with a source, you know, with the universal mind to heal. And that's different than living permanently with someone that is constantly trying to pair their imbalances by sucking the energy of the partner because they have imbalances that were caused by other groups of people. So as soon as we heal those imbalances, the relationship is a new, completely new, different. I mean, it's night and day. So what I found out in the husband, let's go with the wife first. What I found out in the wife is that she had recorded discordant energies with two groups. One of them was the parents, like most of us, everyone has the first relationship in our lives is with our mother and father, or mother only. And so in this case, she recorded five discordant energies with them. And we have three discordant energies of water, one of earth, and one of fire. And by reading the elemental language here, I am understanding from this that she had her feelings hurt. You know, she had an emotional imbalance, because that's why you record three imbalances in water element. That means imbalance emotionally. And that's what she had the most. And also the fact that there is an element of earth. Imbalances in the element of earth have to do with integration. So she possibly didn't feel part of the family, or didn't feel loved enough, or didn't feel like the parents didn't let her be there. She probably had other people that were preferred in the family, or she was not meeting the expectations of the parents. That's what I'm feeling that I'm getting by the combination of these elements the way they are. This is what I'm getting, and high self is confirming. I have my pendulum with me and it's moving in the confirmation direction, so it confirms that that's the case. Also, there was a fire imbalance, which means physical interaction. So she probably had some sort of abuse of some kind at some. It's not the most predominant, because the most predominant is water. So it has to do with emotions. And you have to understand that this also has to do a lot with the person, because it's all matter of perception. So even if the person could have been abused physically more times, she didn't record discordant energies in that level. But most of her pain came from emotional imbalance. So the person could have been a very emotional person that, you know, was very sensitive. And there are sometimes words that hurt more than actions. So she didn't record. It doesn't mean that they didn't do one thing or another. It's just the way that she interacted with these people, because of her particular perception of them. So this is what happened. She ended up recording those discordant energies and with the parents. Then she followed this by bringing another group of people where she recorded discordant energies, and those were the friends from work. So this could involve anyone from work, even the boss. I mean, this is just a group. They're grouped in this ways, because I think from these groups of the people that are in our lives, it seems that we're more vulnerable during our younger years up to some point. And then from there, we just become a little like a big callus, and we don't really get hurt that much. But she only had these two groups that were in her causing discordances. So the other group was a group of friends from work, from where she had recorded four discordant energies, and all of them were from Anut. She had three discordant energies of water and one that was earth. So you can see the pattern here. She's bringing the same imbalances from her mother and father issues to her work relationship. So she found a way to feel not integrated, not accepted or rejected at work, and also found a way to feel, you know, emotional imbalances because of that at work. So it's something that carries. When you have an imbalance in the elements, they will reflect in other relationships with other people in the same way, because the imbalance is still there. You haven't fixed the imbalance. So it just makes sense that when you bring that imbalance of elements to another type of relationship, you're just going to fall into the same thing. And this covers the reason why we attract the same thing. It's not that we attract the same kind of people, or we attract like a parent-boyfriend relationship. It's that we bring the imbalance from one relationship to another, is what's happening. So this is a perfect example where someone brought, you know, imbalance to another. And now that same imbalance is being brought into her marriage, in the relationship with the husband, because she still has imbalances in the water. She still doesn't feel loved. And there is nothing that the husband can do to make her feel that she's loved, because the imbalance comes from the parents. So he could be the most loving, or perhaps he is not loving. But you know what? I also think that because of our setup, if we are set up in a way of low element or imbalances in the water element, we're going to attract other people that are in that same frequency, that are also are going to respect or are going to be attracted to the low or imbalances in the water element, because they have that themselves also. So it makes sense that they respond to what we are. So this is just something I'm realizing right now, but it totally makes sense. If we have a low element of water or imbalance in the element of water, and then you end up attracting someone that doesn't really show you love, it just makes sense, because the law of attraction is a universal law. You are that, you attracted that exact thing that you are. So before entering in a relationship, it will be very ideal to get reprogrammed, because that way we can attract exactly the what is there for us. And not only that, but also knowing your path and being activating that program and pairing your frequency to the frequency of your program will only attract the right people to your life. if you are ready in a relationship, you can still do this and make sure that your partner is also reprogrammed, so he doesn't feel the need of taking from you and you don't feel the need of taking from him, but instead you just decide to coexist and share. Very good. Now let's observe the husband. Let's see what the imbalances in his elements were. In his case, he had also an imbalance in the relationship with his parents. So he had also, he had five also, and he also had three imbalances in the element of water. And he had two imbalances in the element of earth. So he was not being understood or didn't feel integrated either. So that's the case with him. Didn't feel integrated, also had the feelings hurt because of that reason. And perhaps, you know, he says he doesn't feel that he's understood, or he probably is trying to do something, but it doesn't fit. It's like he's trying to do something in a way, but the others don't perceive it that way. So it's never good enough. And this is the same thing that he is carrying into his marriage. So the other group of people that he recorded a discordant energy with was friends outside of work and outside of school. So this is like, because other two very important groups are friends of school and friends of work. So we have every other friends, and also includes brothers and sisters and sons and daughters in this group. For some reason, they put them all in this box. And this time, he recorded six discordant energies of water with one group of people. And this one group of people was one person specifically. And that, because of the emotional context of this, it makes me think that it's a relationship. So it's possibly a girlfriend, a person that he was in a relationship with. He recorded the discordant energy of water six times. So that ended the relationship, obviously, because it's really difficult if you're dealing with all these imbalances. How can anyone be the right person? How can anybody be the right person if you have this amount of imbalance in your water element? No one will be the right person because you're not the right person yourself. So once we balance these elements, they can start finding those voids covered. You know, they finally find themselves. Those voids are completely covered, and they can start seeing at each other, not like a prey, like, oh, you know, you're going to fill out these voids, but you're going to see them as my partner. We're here to share something. And that will be a total different thing. So the attachment will fall because there is no more attachment. There is no need to be with this person. There is only a desire of sharing life with someone for a reason. So that could either be good or bad for the relationship, but it will be very good for life in general, because sometimes we're in this relationship, we don't know why, can't get out of it. It's like we're there, we suffer, and we're still there. So with this, we finally will know if we're there because we're meant to be together or because we're just trying to fill out the void and we have attracted someone that fits in perfectly with our imbalance, because these two people have imbalances in the elements of water. Both of them are having the same kind of discordant energies that cause imbalances at their own levels, and they're having the perception. One of them has the perception that he's not understood, and the other one has the perception that she's not loved. So what he did here is also brought his imbalances in the element of water to the relationship, and in this relationship, there is no love and there is no understanding, and there is no anything that has to do with emotions are usually hurt because they are looking for more of that. That's what they're attracting. So what we do in reprogramming in these cases is that we set up a little calendar for the release of discordant energies, because the discordant energies could shock the body when they're released. You can feel some effects. There's something that is like called a post-healing that... sometimes, I don't know if you ever had any type of healing, even acupuncture or anything, Reiki, that after that, you start feeling like you have a cold or a headache or you get sick. It's not that they did something wrong. It is that some of the elements have to be released somehow. So if you have an excess of some element, they will be released through those ways. And the same thing happens with discordant energies. They are released from different parts of your body, especially they are stored in cells. So they're in some part of the body. They could be changing the way, they will change the way that an organ works from now on, because they're going to reestablish the order on the function of those organs. So once we start releasing those elements, you will find that you operate different. Now your brain works different, your body works different, your organs are in the perfect functioning. So it is something that could be a little shocking for the body. So the recommended way to do this is to set up a calendar and not release more than 3 energies per day. That's the max. So that's what we do. We're going to set up a calendar for husband and wife, and we're going to release 3 energies per day in for each one of them. And that way we can let them, you know, go back to their normal state of being where they're supposed to be, because we do have a normal state of being. We do have, it's another thing that we have to understand now that I learned also with the elemental language. There is a code, there is a matrix for humans, for how many elements we should have in each part of our body, and how many functions each part of our body should have, and also the cells in our body, how many elements there should be in each one of them. And that is a matrix. Every human has the same. So we could have different purposes, but our body composition, our cellular structure, and the functions of our body, they should fall within certain ranges. There is no superhuman or anything like that. We're all exactly done in the same. There could be some non-human in this planet, that I have no doubt about, that there are other people that are not human, and those are not going to be able to be reprogrammed with the same numbers, because if you're from another planet, then we have to make sure that, you know, I don't even think that it could be reprogrammed at all. So, well, we'll have to ask in that case. So far, I have not had an encounter of that kind, but I'm sure that that is possibly somewhere out there. So that's possibly will be for another case study. I promise you, if I get one of these, I'll show it to you. This is what we do with the relationship. So once we heal those energies, they should be able to interact differently. Now, this changes the whole story about relationships. What I thought, or what most people thought, that relationships are like, don't you hear sometimes that people say you have to nourish the relationship? Well, that could possibly be impossible, because there is nothing to nourish outside of yourselves. There is really not a third entity. You could nourish yourself to make sure that you're completely balanced, and then interact because you choose to be with this person. Now, it is it's a little bit difficult for the ones that are already together and trying to figure out why they're in this relationship, but this will give you some clarity and will definitely release all that need and attachment, and will put you in a better position to choose, especially if you're about to take the next step or, you know, get more serious in the relationship. It will be great to invest in reprogramming and balancing your elements before you do that, because it is just the right way to do it. And it just sets you up in the right path. And also many things change after you are reprogrammed, the way you see things, the way that you interact with other people, especially after we remove those discordant energies that were caused by parents. And they were not caused by parents. I should rephrase that. Those discordant energies are caused by your perception of your relationship with your parents or with anyone else. Because no one does anything to you. Your perception of the action of them is what actually causes it. Of course, that if they hit you or they do something physical to you, of course, that's you still have a perception of that. Some people, like I was saying earlier, some people, like this woman, she could have had more physical abuse, but for her, it was more hurtful to deal with words or things that were emotional than the actual physical abuse. So still everything is perception. So once we change our perception, with reprogramming, we're a step above. It's like being in a permanent high. It's like you're above everything. You're not interested anymore or not able to be bothered by the low earthy elements and things that are happening in the low mundane world. Now you're more interested in things that are of higher nature, of higher consciousness. You're interested in your purpose. You're interested in leaving a mark in the world, and you're more interested in charity and selfless things and all these things that are above yourself, but they will only come after you have been completely balanced. So there is not such thing, and I don't know if maybe some religions have been misunderstood, or I don't know who was misunderstood of the religions or the people, but it is important to take care of others, but it is not possible to do it right unless you take care of yourself first. So you need to be completely balanced in order to act the right way. And once you come from that place, then there's no need to, there is no worry and there is no problems after that, because you're coming neutral. You're coming who you are. This is who I am. This is me. And, you know, if the other person, you will be able to see through your own experience of having dealt with identifiers and with these current energies, you can see those in the people, like if they were outside of them, like you could see past those and see who they are, or at least who they try to be, but they can't completely be themselves because they're dealing with those issues. But you could always tell them about your experience, and you know, and hopefully they will be able to change those as well. Anyone can really take advantage of this tool, and anyone could really be reprogrammed. And this is something that it's done remotely. You don't need to be present. You don't need to be anywhere. It takes me in a short interview of 10 minutes to be able to just line up some important items to see what you really want to do and what your goals are with the reprogramming, and then make sure that I don't, that those are observed. And but the reprogramming has the same process for everyone, and then you receive a report at the end with the things that were found as far as imbalances, and go from there. And that helps you learn a lot about your, why you were acting a certain way, and realizing that it was not the fault of anyone around you. It was something that, it was not your fault either. It was an imbalance, but you didn't know how to heal it until now. And the same relationship with even the people that cause the discordant energies changes, because remember, this is your perception. They're not going to change. You will think, oh, they changed. No, it is you that changed, because they are the same. They're doing exactly the same thing. They're in the same place as they were before, but your perception of them changed. So now you're probably going to hear from them more often, and because those, it's like if you had this ethereal wall in between you and them, so you could not see them. They probably were there sending messages and things, but you could not hear them, you could not see them, you could not notice them, because you had blocked them from your senses. But once you have released all these with reprogramming, balancing those elements and releasing the discordant energies, you will acknowledge the person. You know, you will acknowledge them, and you will be able to interact with them also. So even if you come here to heal your relationship with a specific person, you're not going to get out of here with any kind of imbalance with anyone. Everything is going to be balanced completely. So your relationship will be balanced with everyone. It's an integral, completely integral restart and reset and update of all your systems. And this is great that we have access to this tool. I'm blessed that I brought this to the world. I like I said, I just started remembering and wrote all this information, and now we have this beautiful tool that is just the first one of many more to come. But this is the cornerstone. Nothing of the, as far as I know, none of the other healings that I will be bringing will be accessible without doing this first, because everything else that I'll bring will be over fifth dimensional consciousness, fifth, seventh, ninth. And for that, we need the receptors and transmitters to be updated. And the only way to do it is through this tool. So it's very exciting to be here right now and to have access to this and to be able to heal people and heal ourselves with such a degree of accuracy, because we know, we have agreed, we see where the imbalances are. It's incredible. It's like algorithms, you know, and you can see there where the patterns are and the things that are happening. It's really, really, really exciting. And I can't wait for new things, you know, new methods and things to come. I know that it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful life teaching these classes. And also, please keep in mind that soon I will be releasing the book, The Planet of Ideas. And it's in pre-sale right now on our website, healersofthelight.com. The Planet of Ideas is a book where you can access the different levels of the mind to release your creativity and also to remove limiting ideas. And the way we do it is through the use of frequency words that help you trigger those mental states where the ideas to go to those places where ideas are stored. And those are those frequency words I've given to you in the book. Those are paradoxes that take you right there into that mental state. And I show you how to access that place in the mental, in the universal consciousness, and how to find the ideas and how to bring them to manifestation. And also how to release the ones that you don't want to deal with. So it's this very, very, very interesting tool. Also fifth dimensional consciousness. I thought it was even seventh because I never heard something like that before. It's really, really cool. So that is an easy read. I probably will have some workshops come up after the book is released. So soon, I still don't have a publisher. I'm still waiting for some editors and things to be clear. And then in that moment, I'll decide what to do as far as publishing. But my goal is to teach. So probably will be also a teaching tool for some other workshops. But I'll keep you posted when that's ready. In the meantime, if you want to buy a pre-sale, it's only $10. And it's good for us to know that there are people out there that are awake. And so that motivates me to keep writing more and to release more information to the world. And there is much more to come, I promise. It fills my heart when I hear your support and when I see you there. So feel free to join us also in our social media, in Facebook and Instagram, and facebook.com/healersofthelight or instagram.com/healersofthelight. I'm always posting quotes and different events and things are there. We also have soon coming a workshop here in Miami on the 20th of July. Check it out and either Instagram or Facebook, you will see it there. It's at Deva Om Boutique. It's on July 20th at 7 p.m. and it's in Coral Gables. Feel free to email me if you want to participate. It's only 1 hour, probably two. We'll be doing some really nice things. You can email me at info@healersofthelight.com. Well, it was a pleasure being with you today. And until next week, thank you. Thank you for listening to Healers of the Light talk show. This and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Joanna Basols. Feel free to send us a request at info@healersofthelight.com. And also follow us on Facebook to know more about our programs, facebook.com/healersofthelight. Also, you can visit us on our website, healersofthelight.com.